Welcome to the STFU podcast. We're back again. EJ's here, Riley here.
Yeah. You know what? That's fuck this, all this nice shit. Let's get to the nitty gritty. I got to get out of the way. Goddamn Astros, right? This is the anger. John Boy. Shout out to John Boy in that fucking video, man.
Well, hate to tell you guys, but I told you so. Oh. I've been saying it for weeks. I knew they were cheaters.
I'm sorry for like intruding you like that.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry. It's fine, but you can see the anger in my face right now. So,
but they're cheaters, guys, and it's proven. There's now information out by former players, Danny Farquhar, who pitched against them, and Mike Fiers, who pitched for them.
Dude, it's mind-boggling, bro. It's mind-boggling, and it's just like John Boy said in that video he posted up, like just how arrogant fucking AJ Hinch was about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we've always had this little sneaking suspicion that something was going on. You definitely.
Yeah.
But man, fuck.
You know, it's one of those things that, listen, stealing signs has been part of baseball for years and years and years and years. But they use technology. That takes out the human element of the game.
That Apple Watch, son.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're directing cameras to steal signs. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, the fact that this got past the Major League Baseball, the fact that this got past everybody for 2 years now, I mean, it's still going on. Terrible.
Dude, I'm speechless, and I'm never speechless, but maybe I should have not watched that video before recording.
It's fine, because you know what? You got the information. You got the information that you needed to hear before this episode to get you nice and revved up.
Dude, you can see it. Like, I'm smiling. I'm one of those motherfuckers that I could be mad and I'm smiling. And you'll never know that I'm mad.
That's a sick fuck in you.
That's a sick fuck in me, yeah. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what MLB's going to do. Obviously, you're not going to revoke. They're going to keep on doing the investigation. And I guarantee you there's going to be way more people fucking coming out and saying shit. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just going to be Mike Fiers, Danny Farquhar. I genuinely think you're going to see a lot more guys, maybe guys from within the division, obviously. Maybe guys from like the Rangers, guys from like the Angels might come out and be like, hey guys, I heard the same thing. Aaron Judge retweeted mm-hmm. that and put, wait, what? So maybe
yeah.
He knew?
Yeah. You brought up a good point before where you're saying that when he hit the home run off of JV, he kind of gestured something.
He was in the dugout and he was saying something to them, kind of like, he was like, I obviously I couldn't read his lips, but he was saying something. I don't know if he was, it definitely wasn't him pumping up like the mm-hmm. dugout. It was more of a like, he knew something was going on. I don't know if he was jumping on his pitches or JV was tipping his pitches. I don't mm-hmm. know. But yeah, man, sketchy, man. Oh, it's just sketchy.
If we reverse ourselves back to 2017 and look at their postseason run and look at their whole entire season, especially that ALCS against the Yankees, when they were on the road, they lost every single game against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Is that showing the chink in the armor? That's showing that when they were home, all of a sudden they had this huge advantage. They were such a better team. I mean, it was, there were so many things within that series that you're like, you're wondering how the hell are they staying within these at bats? They had a lot of long at bats in that whole postseason. That's that one long game against the Dodgers.
That's exactly that game five against the Dodgers. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. Jay, tell them, how am I reacting? What am I staring at right now?
You're just staring at the wall with his eyes wide open.
I can't fathom this shit. I'm speechless. I'm never fucking speechless. I talk too fucking much. I run my goddamn mouth too fucking much. And right now, I don't know, man.
The thing is,
innocent till proven guilty, right?
Right, of course. Now we're in day one of this new scandal. What are we calling it? Cameragate? You want to call it Cameragate? I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever. They'll come up with something in the next couple of days. The media's genius.
Signgate.
Yeah, Signgate, whatever you want to call it. But there's going to be more information coming out. We know that. This is day one. This was just a man being brave and Mike Fiers is coming out and saying it. It's like, you know what? I was part of that team. I saw it. I know what was going on. These cameras were directed to steal signs. It's just, like I said, you might get more players that used to play for the Astros coming out and saying what they did. There might be, obviously, like EJ brought up a great point, division rivals. I mean, obviously, they went down with that team, right?
Yeah.
I think the whole American League.
And the thing is, now when you look at it, hey, man, if they indeed were cheating, you know what I mean? If they were cheating, they were doing what the fuck they were doing. Once again, innocent until proven guilty. John Boy, Jesus Christ, you fucking blew up their whole spot. But listen, that makes you start thinking, because if they know that people are going to be up their ass and they're going to start doing shit, hey, the Patriots still try to do shit. They still try to cheat. Yeah. You know what I mean? My boy sent me a video earlier today about Bill Belichick's son on like the Bills sideline pregame. And like the fucking head coach or one of the
Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott like fucking told him to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So it makes you think, you know what I mean? Like maybe there's just some type of like favoritism. Maybe just MLB likes to see the Astros win. Look at the Trey Turner thing in the World Series in Game 6. The only reason that fucking Nationals won that game were Rendon hit a fucking knock. And it was just like, yeah, fuck you. Like, there was no emotion by Rendon. It was kind of one of those, like, fuck you jogs. Like,
right. I mean, there's so much animosity built towards this team now, and rightfully so. I mean, there's going to be more information coming out over the next couple of days. It's disheartening. It's a bad look for baseball.
They're douchey.
And it's entirely.
And they have this douchey demeanor. I think people are kind of getting – they kind of remind me of, like, not physical, but just, like, doing a lot of shit and, like, practically getting away with shit. The fucking early 90s, late 80s, Bad Boy Pistons. The Pistons would fucking come in there and elbow the shit out of you. Rodman would fucking punch you in your face and nothing. There would be no flagrant. There'd be no fucking technical. Nothing. I don't know shit about boxing.
But great point.
But yeah.
But great point. I mean, listen, I think me and EJ could both agree. We were thinking about this episode last week, and we were thinking about talking about the awards, and we were thinking about talking about the rumors, but this
we'll
is a huge story. This is a huge,
huge
story. I mean, this is a shocker. Not exactly, but it's a shocker that now it's revealed, and now it's developing throughout the media, and it's expanding and expanding. That Danny Farquhar at bat that against Evan Gattis that John Boy put up, it was so evident. The evidence was right there. They were banging in the dugout every time a changeup was thrown.
They were banging twice.
It was twice.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing was is that Farquhar stepped off the mound, changed the signs, and that's what eventually led to the strikeout of Gattis. You know, it shows they were pinpointing every single pitch, and it was a quick reaction. John Boy brought up that point. It was very, very quick. Mankind can't do that quick.
And it was as soon as the sign would go down, right when he's about to deliver, bang, bang. And a changeup, obviously a fastball, you're throwing 97, 98, you know what I mean? It's way harder to adjust, but you could easily adjust to a changeup, to a curveball. You drop off. A changeup could sometimes go 79 miles per hour. Yeah. It depends how hard you pitch.
And let's be real, Farquhar is not like an elite pitcher.
Yeah. Not knocking Danny Farquhar.
Yeah. It's not knocking him, but it's true.
Yeah. And it makes you think, man. It makes you think, what the fuck is going on? And it's always – Jay's been saying this shit for a while now, man. Riley's been saying this for a while. Mm-hmm. He's been saying it straight up. There's always something sketchy about the Astros.
Now, I want you to think of something, too. A lot of coaches, a lot of front office people within the league, they always talk about the analytics team with the Astros. They always talk about the technology they have. You don't think maybe they're hinting at something? You don't think that they're saying that – hey, maybe some of this tech that they're bringing up and this analytics stuff, and maybe this is a little bit beyond, and maybe they just didn't want to confront it with the league. Maybe that's a possibility because it gets brought up a lot.
Definitely could be a possibility, I tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like this is a surprise to anyone for some reason. Like, I mean, a lot of the news that's coming out, I feel like everyone's like, yeah, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it even got to the point, by the way, that we were I saw this clip on YouTube where they had Jeopardy on. I think it was today or whenever it was.
Didn't you watch that on Instagram?
It was the Short Porch podcast put it up that they were talking about. It was like, oh, in 1951, they used telescopes. And in 2017, they used Apple Watches. What is this? And it was like, the guy was like, what is stealing signs? It was so convenient that it's out today. Like,
dude, that is nuts.
But the Apple Watch, I think the Apple Watch thing was the Red Sox, but either way, like, still, the Red Sox got caught in that, by the way, very quickly. But the Astros have been doing this for years. Imagine the penalty. I don't think – who knows?
And let's say some shit like this goes down. They get caught. Let's see what happens with their hitters. You know what I mean? What happens with their hitters? Is Altuve as great as people talk about?
Bregman.
Correa. I always say Bregman fucking – I don't know what it is about Bregman. Something just bugs me. I've been telling you that for so long. Something about Bregman bugs me. But good ball player. I'm not saying he's not. Correa, he's one of my boys, one of my buddies. But fuck him. I like Javi more. Lindor. Yeah. Who's my boy? Lindor.
Yeah.
Let's come to the Yankees, Lindor. Come to the Yankees.
We got prospects, Cleveland.
Hey, man. We got your pitching coach or coordinator thing.
Balake.
Matt Balake.
Yeah, but holy shit, guys. What a start to an episode, because we were not expecting the start of the episode.
Only because I stumbled upon that John Boy video on Twitter.
Yeah, but either way, guys, this is going to change the landscape a little bit. Get ready for more news. But yeah, we had some award announcements amongst all this craziness. Yordan won the AL Rookie of the Year.
Well-deserved. Even though probably getting
he might be involved. Might be involved.
Wait.
That was a changeup.
Can't do that shit.
Yeah, so Pete Alonso, NL Rookie of the Year. Mike Shildt, NL Manager of the Year for the Cardinals.
I love his name.
And Rocco Baldelli, AL Manager of the Year, which we had the discussion multiple times, even last month. You did. And I had Boone. I thought that it would have been Boone just for the simple fact. I brought up last week that I thought that you get the Yankees back some way, somehow, for leaving LeMahieu out of the MVP vote. But Rocco, well-deserved. I do agree. I didn't disagree. It was just more of I thought that it was just going to go the way of Boone.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a great season. It was very impressive what he did. I mean, the Twins were terrible last season. They were great in 17, terrible last year, and he made the Twins great again.
Make the Twins great again. They'll probably win like 88 games next year.
Yeah, they're not going to be like great.
The Indians are still having to win the division.
Yeah.
The only reason that the Indians didn't win the division was Corey Kluber was up.
Yeah, I always keep hearing with the Twins, I keep hearing that they're going to be in.
Did I say Twins? I said Indians. I said Indians. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you good, man. But the Twins keep being – they're in the rumblings for all these, like, Bumgarner types and these veteran studs. Like, I heard a Keuchel rumor. You know, they could get a veteran pitcher in there and then could help that rotation a little bit. You got Berrios and Odorizzi. I know they have Kyle Gibson.
Odorizzi's a free agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Gibson's also a free agent.
Kyle Gibson.
Yeah,
what a guy.
He's getting a lot of early interest from what I'm hearing.
Like Nicholas Castellanos. I'm calling him Nicholas.
He gets the full name now. He put some respect on his name. Yeah. He put respect on his name.
Man, listen, man. This offseason is going to be bugging. Like, it's going to be bugged out. And I have a weird feeling. It's just so much shit. Like, you keep hearing all these rumors. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? In the realm. And I don't know, man. Like, I...
You know what? It's...
Watch the Yankees wind up with, like, Jolys Chacín and, like, Felix Hernandez at a spring training. And,
they were also rumored for Kyle Gibson. They were also in the running, if you want to say that. I heard that.
The Yankees
I heard
them. Somebody cheap.
Yeah, which I would be...
And they got analytics.
I'm going to be thoroughly... disappointed.
Black A is gonna save you.
We need. I feel like we need one. Make one big move, at least one. At least one.
I think it'll be Lindor.
I would like that. But that is a lot of prospects to give up. Cashman has been very stingy.
Unless he goes to the Indians, he's like, hey man, give me Corey Kluber. Oh, but look at the forearm. And what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Damaged goods.
Damaged goods. You never know. Corey Kluber comes back next year. You throw him in there and then you could go sign somebody, maybe like Zach Wheeler on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That just bolsters your fucking rotation easily. I'm going to be honest with you.
But now let's look forward. Now let's just picture us next July. Me and you sitting here next July doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. Are we going to bash Cashman for going cheap? I think we are, because every year he goes cheap and it never seems to prove results. I mean, yes, last year, James Paxton, I thought that was a great move. I was happy with that. I thought he was actually going to be one of the better guys in the American League.
It wasn't the sexiest move.
It wasn't, but I liked it. I did like it.
Yeah.
But we need something that's just puts us on the map. Like, make the Yankees the Yankees again, frankly.
Make the Yankees... Ooh, I want to get that done on a hat. Make the Yankees great again.
But let's not do it with red hats. Let's do it with like...
Navy blue.
Yeah, navy blue and white, because...
You know what?
Anybody who wears a red hat, you look stupid.
Yeah, fuck MAGA.
Oh, yeah. Remember we said no politics on the podcast? Fuck guess what? Cards revealed. Fuck. Smack dab.
Fuck them.
Smack it right down on
impeachment,
you.
Impeachment.
Yeah.
Carry them.
Yeah, but... I think everyone's just sick of him going cheap. I think we just need to make a splash. The Cole Strasburg. I keep saying it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he even wants to play for any of these big markets, but Bumgarner. I don't think he wants to touch the big markets.
Listen, I had a talk with my boy about this. People, I want Gerrit Cole. Of course, every Yankee fan wants Gerrit Cole. I'd rather have Steven Strasburg. The only thing that scares me about Steven Strasburg is his injuries.
He's injury prone.
And even when he comes back, he's dirty. Like, he's super consistent. He's always been consistent since he came into the league. It's been his injuries. But
and we don't
I'd
need
rather
that.
Have his injuries come in early in his career and then him settle down after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
that type of shit happens, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And having your injuries towards the end of your career.
Now, the team to watch, and I keep hearing this team constantly, the Padres. I even heard a rumor before I came here.
Oh, Rothschild is the pitching coach.
Yeah, yeah, he'll do wonders with Strasburg.
Tear his fucking
Yeah, he's going to tell him, like, I think you start throwing sidearm, but I don't think how your pitching is working right now.
Throw a
I
lot
think you
less
should
sliders.
I think you
of
should.
More.
Yeah, I think you should just throw straight heat all the time.
Try throwing a knuckleball. What the fuck?
Yeah. How about this? Have you ever tried a spitball? Try that. Yeah.
You ever
but,
thrown the Bugs Bunny pitch? You want to learn? Like,
yeah. Hey, I'm having El Duque come in training camp.
He's going to teach you to like it.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to teach
you
everything.
He wants you to knee yourself in your
face.
On your face.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But the Padres, I saw another report today that they are actively considering trading prospects for a big time acquisition. Along with.
Hey, Giancarlo Stanton? Huh? Send that motherfucker back to Cali?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Shit.
And we could take some prospects. Listen, I'll take prospects any day for Giancarlo Stanton.
And you take the contract too? Are they that stupid, you think?
Well, I don't think they're that stupid only because they gave up the money to Machado and Hosmer already, and they're already looking for a big gun this offseason. Like, they're actually – saw it last week when we were recording that they're in for the Strasburg miss.
I'll trade Stanton and J-Hat.
And I will also trade them Ellsbury too.
Yeah, I'll trade them everybody.
Yeah, everybody that doesn't work for us.
I'd even do the Mets a favor. I'd acquire Bobby Bonilla and his contract and then send him to the Padres.
But what are we going to give them? a bag of chips and Dorito. Like,
I'll take back Edwin Diaz.
Oh, how about a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yo. 365 Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
365
Popeyes. And then we hustle them all for like 20 And then we hustle, each.
Yeah. And then we can, then we give it to the Mets. And then.
And then, yeah. I'll give it to Pete Alonso. He looks like a nice guy.
Right. Side note, though.
Shout out to Pete Alonso, man. NL Rookie of the Year. Amazing season.
Yeah, man. Amazing. Hitting dingers.
Fucking ding ding.
He was the highlight of the Mets season that otherwise did not have many highlights besides that. That one little moment where they started making a little run.
Talking about the Padres, Pete Alonso was a fucking clown for this. But they asked him how to eat because Fernando Tatis Jr. came second. And they asked him, like, oh, how do you feel about Fernando Tatis Jr.? And then he goes, have you guys ever put a Mentos inside a Coca-Cola bottle?
He's like, yeah, he's like, that's how that guy plays.
Yeah, that's how that guy plays. Like, come on, bro. You can't hate Pete Alonso. Nope.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, honestly, that is a very accurate description, in my opinion.
Of Fernando Tatis?
Yeah.
He's explosive.
I love him. I'm a huge fan of what he does, man. But expect the Padres to be active. I think they're going to be that team.
A sneaky fucking team.
They've been that team the last 2 years, if you think about it. Like, when Hosmer was still out there, they dumped the big bucks on Hosmer. And then when it came late into the offseason again last year, dumped the money on Machado. I remember I was shocked with Machado going to the Padres. I was shocked.
My boy, so I sent my boy the John Boy video.
What did he say?
And he called me. He told me I'm salty. Yeah, Ant, bitch. Shouting you out, nigga. He called me salty. He's like, give it up. They're better. They beat us and they're better than us. And he called me a fat fuck.
But wait,
I'm voluptuous, people.
Well,
I'm not fat.
Well, his stance, right? He's. Why does he not believe this?
I don't know.
And why don't you get back to us at some point? You can actually email us at the STFU podcast.
Or you can just text
me. It's STFU. Yeah. Well, actually, no. Get us on the Instagram page. Hit us on the Instagram
page. Or come over and record with us next week, bitch. It's my birthday episode. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Brum, brum, brum.
Oh, we brought it back.
Yeah. For the birthday episode, you got it. Should we... I'm going to – well, yeah, no, we already brought the idea. Big E probably is working next week. He can be here. But that would have been cool.
I'm trying to get, like, drunk and just record. We're going to have a drunk episode.
I'm not driving to work, guys.
Yeah, we're just going to get, like, I don't know how many beers. Let me just sit here and just drink.
The most important answer is I don't know how many beers. That's the right answer. And that's the answer I'll accept.
And I kind of want to just, like, drink, but, like – still record and then, like, just let it flow, man. It's like we talk about the bullshit. Like, for example, right now in the background, Jason, what do I have playing?
I don't know. You tell me. Hold on. Wait. It's like a weird scene where I can't tell.
It's Toy Story. It's Disney Plus, Jay. Yeah. I told you it was Toy Story.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'm stupid when it comes to the movies and the television.
Well, but Toy Story is essential.
Yeah. Last time I saw it, it was a very, very long time ago. So
last
time I saw
it was like 2 weeks
ago. I saw, like, the siding of a house, and I was like, what is this, the Home Improvement Network? It's not.
What?
What?
Nah, man. Listen, yo, I don't know if you guys who's ever – I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say, but this Disney Plus shit, bro, has brought me back to, like, a time that I was just like, oh, shit. There's movies that I completely forgot about.
Yeah.
For example, this morning, like, I'm like, all right, I'm going through shit. I'm like, oh shit, a Goofy movie. I'm like, damn, dude, they always have the sequels on everything else, but they never have the first one. And I'm like, yo, you know what? Fuck that. Watched it. Still fucking amazing, bro. My mom walks in on me, and I'm actually doing the dance from the end of the movie because choreography. I remember the choreography from the dance when he shows up at the concert. And then fucking Goofy's inside like this like circuit thing, and he gets fucking electrocuted, and then he fucking lands in front of the singer, and he starts doing the dance because the sun taught him, and then my boy flies in and just drops and just starts fucking killing it with the fucking singer and his pops. I was like, yo, it's so fucking lit.
Maybe you should learn a dance, put it on the page or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm geeking out right now. Like, I went from being angry about the Astros thing to like
this is a day of mixed emotions, guys.
Yeah, man.
So
I learned about alcohol management today. That was cool.
Yeah, so he knows how to manage the alcohols.
I got to keep learning that shit.
Side note, this is another thing I got to get on, by the way. So this whole Popeye's chicken sandwich thing, I gotta talk about it because everyone's hyping it. I was like, all right, I'm a guy that goes after the hype because I don't want to deal with the lines. I don't want to deal with the bullshit. Yeah, I don't want to deal with the bullshit, the lines, the fucking people acting like asses. I don't want to deal with it. So I went today, and I actually go on odd hours. Like, I make sure, like, today I went early. I went the other day early for that Popeye's chicken sandwich, so I didn't have to deal with anybody.
Did you get the spicy?
So I got the classic yesterday, and I got the spicy today at, like, 9. So then I was able to, like, at least have time where, like, people wouldn't be there as much. So here's my review, guys.
9 p.m.
Yes.
On your way over here to record.
Okay. Correct. So y'all are dumbasses. Y'all are some dumbasses. Whoever's hyping up this damn sandwich, here's my rating. Out of 10, the classic, it gets like a 6.8. The spicy is like a 7.1.
Solid, though.
Solid, but yo, for you guys getting locked up for that shit, fighting –
selling, like, that shit on eBay.
Waiting on lines. Yo, there was a line that someone posted from Newport Mall. I think it was on Saturday. Shit was wrapped around. Everyone know who knows Newport Mall knows that food court is massive. Bro, people were sitting waiting there for hours and hours and hours, wasting their whole damn Saturday. They probably worked Monday to Friday the whole week and waited in the line for 2 hours on a fucking Saturday.
People waiting for a goddamn chicken sandwich and they about to drop Yeezys and shit.
Right.
You know, oh, it ain't Black Friday, people. It's every day. It's every day. Every fucking Friday, every fucking Saturday, every fucking day, whatever the fuck you want to say, there's always a fucking line for a goddamn chicken sandwich. Bro, you know what I could do with that chicken sandwich? Oh, hey, man, I can't get the Popeyes one? That's cool. I'll go to KFC. Get myself a
right.
They got the 2%.
Go to McDonald's. Go to Wendy's. Go to fucking Burger King.
Go Burger King chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I personally fuck with Wendy's. Personally, I fuck with Wendy's.
I haven't had
that. All right, we'll make it a point. We'll make it a point. But so back to baseball.
I want some chili and ham.
I had some chili yesterday. It was pretty good.
Sounds good.
But we
got completely off topic.
Yeah, but you idiots who are waiting in line for the chicken sandches.
Just insult
them. Find something better to do in your life.
Insult them. Insult them.
I am, of course, because
you guys are fucking imbeciles.
Yeah. Like, fucking make
including myself, too.
Yeah, I mean, I did get two. I did buy two.
We're imbeciles. And then we step. Yeah. But it's not even like you're shitting on it because you still liked it.
I didn't, like, love it, though. Like, it was just like, it was okay.
Would you have it again?
I wouldn't wait in the line. Yeah. Like, if I was in the proximity, I would. No, if I'm going to Popeyes, I'm getting me, like, definitely getting me like some tenders and mashed potatoes and like a biscuit. Fuck out of here.
All that shit. Some soul food.
Yeah, but back to the baseball thing.
I don't know. I feel like you got way more emotional when you went off about the chicken sandwich more than the goddamn Astros.
Because I need more of – you know what? I'm waiting for it to get worse with the Astros because I know it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Like, the good shit hasn't even came out yet. I trust me. Like, I feel like when we come back next week, there's going to be some real good juice. Like, there's going to be something from some player. It might even be a significant player. You know what would be some crazy shit?
Like Mike Trout comes.
Yo, I was just thinking out of my head. Imagine, like, he's a division rival. Imagine he comes out and he's like, bro, like, the shit that I saw out there, like, I was in center field. I was playing center field. I look back there and they had some different equipment that I haven't seen before. Imagine some shit like that. I'm not saying that's the case, but like, imagine.
That's just nuts, bro. Look, I'm back to being quiet again.
Yeah, it's just, it fucks you up.
It fucks me up. Like, I don't know. It pisses me off that my boy Ant's like, you're being salty. He's not being salty. He hates the Patriots. So he'll try to find every excuse to shit on the Patriots.
Okay,
but I don't know how you can't sit there and not hate the Astros when shit's coming out all the time that there's some sketchy shit going down.
Right. And listen, let me make this clear with the Patriots. Like, they've done the shit they've done, but I somehow still respect them as a franchise. I don't know how, but I do.
Yeah.
I think they're still great, but they've done some shit. Listen, man. I think you should hit DM us on the podcast page because either me or EJ will answer.
No, he's going to answer to me all the time. He's going to call me a fat fuck. I'm not fat. I'm voluptuous.
But maybe we should throw him off and I answer. And I'm like, I'm not.
Let's get Ant on the show.
I'm down. Like I said, we're gonna have some guests during the off season. So
it is the off season.
So, in a couple weeks.
There's a big restructurement.
Do you know like how the New Jersey Turnpike extension's been for like the last couple months? Pulaski Skyway, the Turnpike extension, all that. It's not going to be as long, but there's going to be some road closures, but just slight detours, guys.
That was some dope shit. You said road closures.
Yeah, I'm speaking very eloquently, I must say.
Yo,
but
this off season is like burnt out. I miss baseball.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to that point too. I was just talking to him.
Very, the Giants suck.
Let's not talk about the Giants. I refuse. Actually, I'm even considering not working a single Giants game for the rest of the season.
Just working the rest.
I work at the stadium, guys. I'm only gonna work the Jets games. I think this offseason is just getting cranked, and we're just seeing some interesting – like, I'm always interested to see what trades develop, because the trades are the things that you don't see develop until the winter meetings, and you don't see develop until, like, December. Like, you start hearing rumblings. Like, we're hearing the Lindor rumors quite frequently. I mean, like, it's more frequently than I thought I would hear.
Now you just heard about Garrett Cole might not sign until January either.
Yeah, which he's a Boris client.
Yeah.
You know,
and so is Strasburg.
Right. So here's what Boris always does. He's going to have his lead dog, which is going to be Cole, his lead dog, and he's going to set the market for Strasburg. Strasburg will sign after.
You think so?
Yep.
He says expects. Oh, God damn you, Scuba Steve. Expect Strasburg to actually sign before Garrett Cole.
Wow. I mean, that's kind of un-Boris-like. Boris usually holds his guys. He usually gets the top guy first, and then the other one's kind of falling
place.
Because
think about it. How about if the second guy can – remember, Garrett Cole's younger.
True.
He's younger. He's coming off a dominate – one of the best pitching seasons I've ever seen. And he's coming off this season. Strasburg's coming off a ring. If Strasburg makes his money, you know people are still going to look at Garrett Cole and like, damn, Strasburg got $185 million, $200 million. What's Garrett Cole going to want?
Yeah.
You add an extra 40. That kind of sets the market because you know people are going to – Garrett Cole is way more coveted at this point than Strasburg. No disrespect on Steven Strasburg, but he is way more coveted.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. He's the prize, and everyone knows he's the prize of this offseason. Another guy that I think is going to be moved, and it's – you constantly hear the name, and that's Noah Syndergaard.
Think so?
I think so. I mean, the Mets always say no, 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 no. But I feel like when we have trade deadlines, we have an off season. Don't forget, I mean, last trade deadline, he was mentioned quite a bit until they eventually said no, he's not getting moved at all. He could be a guy. I heard a rumor that supposedly there was a flip idea where they would send Mookie to the Mets, Mookie Betts, and then then the Red Sox would get Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. It works for the,
no,
you know,
you said the Mets would get Noah Syndergaard.
I'm sorry, whatever.
the Mets would get Mookie Betts. Yeah. I genuinely think Mookie Betts is not staying in Boston. Neither is J.D. Martinez. Like, yeah. And this is both their last years, pretty much.
Yeah, I think there's some displeasure with the Red Sox organization in terms of Mookie Betts. I think a lot of the thing has to do with, like, I heard this a couple of years ago when he was pretty upset what happened with Adam Jones,
uh-huh,
with the racial stuff. I think that he even feels as an African-American player in Boston that he doesn't exactly fit in. I've heard those rumors. Those rumors have got out over the last couple of years that he just doesn't fit in there. He doesn't feel right, you know, and he sees what the fans have done, and he's disgusted, you know. But that's to be seen, you know. I mean, it's hard to for a team like the Red Sox. Like, the Red Sox still think they could win, obviously. I mean,
they have the money for it.
Yeah.
The thing with the Red Sox is they do a lot of, like, they don't get shitted on as much as the Yankees when it comes to that, but the Red Sox do a lot of fucking stupid signings. Mm-hmm. Ruzne Castillo, remember that guy?
Yeah, where is he?
Yoan Moncada. Like, not knocking Yoan Moncada. He's on the White Sox now. You got Chris Sale for him. They did that. Fucking Sandoval a couple years ago.
I mean, even
Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez. But they don't get shitted on. They always find a way to, oh, yeah, I'm going to flip him here. But when the Yankees do it, everybody's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, the Kimbrel deal, I mean, they did win the World Series with Kimbrel on that team, but he wasn't that dominant.
Yeah, he really wasn't.
He wasn't that dominant at all.
He only had like a really, like a solid 4 to 5 years of just being dominant, and they just.
Yeah, I mean, he sucked this season. But I think that has a lot to do with that holdout.
You know who was an amazing closer at one point, man? And injuries fucked him up? Joaquin Soria.
Yeah.
When he was with the Royals, he was dirty, bro. He reminded me of Mo. Like, the way he just pitched, he was skinny, just shoot it out there.
He every pitch he threw was a mystery. You didn't know where it was going to go, where it was going to move.
Joaquin Soria.
I always, in terms of closers, like, I always liked, obviously, like those big power guns. Like, those are always fun to watch.
Like Keith Bell?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I feel like that guy, every time he strikes somebody out and he ends the game, you hear him want to do one of these. Whew! Like.
Yeah. Like he just lets it all out.
Boy would run to the mound and slide and just be out of breath. Like, be out of it, bro.
I used to like that pedophile, Felipe Vasquez, until he, you know.
Damn, why'd you have to touch those kids? And then he has my last name, too.
Yeah.
What a disgrace.
Yeah. We were here for that one when we found out that day.
That was actually the day we were – remember the day – that was the day we went to that game that we saw the goddamn thing outside. Remember we were trying to figure it out?
What?
Remember when I went to go get the empanadas and then before we recorded the goddamn – fly thing got in here.
Oh, yeah.
So it was the game with Kevin.
That was the game with Kevin. Shout out Kev as always.
Shout out to Kev.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, there's going to be a lot of – I'm looking forward to, like, the – I always look forward to, like, the movie Don't Expect. And I always expect that my team is going to be the one – like, I mean, really, if you thought about the Stanton trade, was not expected exactly, you know, like – you told me, like, at the end of the 2017 season that Giancarlo Stanton was going to be a Yankee. I'd be like, what?
I think it's going to be Frankie, bro.
I would love that.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees try to pull off a deal that would bring Corey Kluber and would bring Francisco Lindor, and the Yankees would probably happen to get rid of, like, Florial. And I think they could pull this trade without giving up Andujar, Davey Garcia. But I think they'll try to kind of maybe Clark Schmidt or something like that, and they'll kind of maneuver around that. And then maybe, I know this is going to sound crazy, but they could go Tyler Wade goodbye, and maybe Mike Talkman, maybe.
Well, you got to look at the ones that have been under the gun. I mean, Clint Frazier's always been under the gun. We know that this season showed it.
He was in their organization.
So. This team has showed that they don't have this full-on commitment to Clint Frazier. They would have played him a lot more if that was the case. I mean, he did deserve playing time. Let's not knock the guy in terms of performance. He was hitting. He was performing. He wasn't great defensively. That was his knock. But he did perform. It's just I feel like they just don't like him. Like,
you think he's that douchey?
I don't even think it's the douchiness. I just think that they don't think he fits the culture. I guess because he's like this –
he's a fuckboy.
He's very independent-minded too, which with the Yankees organization is kind of like you have to come to the same cumulative thought that, you know, we're in this as a team. We're in this as the same, you know, we're in this whole same thought of winning. And I guess that maybe he was a little off the green, and that's why he's never really succeeded with this team. I expect the Clint Fraziers of the world getting traded. There's an Andujar dilemma, which that's all I see on it. Dilemma. They like whatever reports I see about Andujar. It's like, oh, what are they going to do with him? What are they going to do with him? What are they going to do with him? You have your Voits. I wouldn't say he's 100% to be on the team next year. I mean, contractually, yes.
There's certain guys that I'll look at and be like, hey, man, who can you flip to mm-hmm. make this team better?
Right.
And there's certain guys that I look at that I'm kind of like, hey, man, I might trade this guy and see what the hell we could get back. Because you could trade certain guys, give up prospects. You don't need to have a OD farm system. And that's the thing that Cashman's pissing me off with. Stop hoarding. You know who your team is.
Yeah.
You know your third baseman is either Andujar, Urshela, DJ. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Your shortstop is, if Didi's not coming back, you have Glaber, they could get somebody else, And then your second baseman could be DJ, could be Glaber, could be who knows. You know what I mean? They could just shift around. Remember I brought up the Mike Moustakas thing?
I love that idea. Love that idea.
Just stick him at third, second, first. Mm-hmm. Even if we get Lindor, I would try to find a way, hey, as much as I love Mike Ford, maybe you sell high on Mike Ford or you sell high on Luke Voit. And I'm like, hey, this is what this guy could give you. Maybe you could put him in the Indians deal.
Yeah. Now, another name that is getting brought up now that really wasn't brought up in the past is Estevan Florial.
I would trade him. I would trade Lou Isaac too.
I would trade – I'd be more likely to trade – see, I like Florial. That's the thing is, like, I like that he has five –
Jason Dominguez, man.
That's – and that's the thing. That's why Florial doesn't fit. But, I wanted Florial in that roster. I like him as that idea of a speedy, power hitting. He's a five – he has five tools. I mean, he has the five-star tools. It's just a matter of putting the game together.
He doesn't have a lot of plate discipline. And that's what I've been reading up on him. He just doesn't have – doesn't have a knack just for taking pitches and stuff like that. He just swings through everything. Which, and that's not what you want.
Yeah. Which, side note, I think I'm going to make it a goal of mine for next season to make more minor league games. Like, I should go to Trenton Thunder games.
I've been to a
go
couple.
Go to Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That I'm down for. I've never been to that. I've been to a couple of
Trenton Thunders. Yeah, I want to do it.
Staten Island Yankees. Brooklyn Cyclones.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go down as far as Staten Island Yankees because that's years and years and years ahead. Like, you don't know when you're going to see – you probably might see these guys for 3 to 5 years. I would like to see the Trenton Thunder or Scranton Wilkes-Barre because those are the guys we might see immediately. And I – you know, just even to see where our prospects are at. Like, why is Cashman hoarding these guys, like you said?
Exactly.
Why are we at where we're at? But I've been seeing a lot of reports too, and I totally agree with it. They need to be – the 2009 Yankees again, because you know why? We have the team. We're built for it. Now it's time to pull it all together.
You
and actually
pull it all together, you're set for years.
Yeah, because think about 2009, right? The Yankees weren't – they didn't make the playoffs in 2008, but they weren't bad. There was a difference. They weren't bad. Now you actually have a better team with the 2019 Yankees. You have a better team. And imagine adding a big gun like Cole or Strasburg.
I have a crazy feeling, though, because this is how weird baseball is. We're thinking all this shit. He's fucking surprised the Yankees go, and we sign Steven Strasburg, and then he'll be the first. I'm like, oh, shit. And then comes January, oh, shit. Gerrit Cole agrees to terms with the Yankees. And then you're sitting there scratching your head like,
how are they going to pay for this?
How are they going to pay for this? But sorry to everybody?
Yeah.
Like, Gerrit Cole, Steven Strasburg, Masahiro Tanaka, Luis Severino, James Paxton, and that's your rotation?
Now, my thing is
– that's ridiculous, bro.
So you lost – so you're going to have – you have Seve. Now, you'll have Hap under contract, but probably not – I mean, you wouldn't guarantee him –
he would be making – you have him on the contract until next season.
Right.
Same thing as Ellsbury.
Right.
Well, Ellsbury's last season is this one.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
As soon as I know that contract's over, I'm popping champagne, and I'm going to throw the empty bottle at him.
And then the Yankees have that option with J. Happ, which I know that they're going to decline that after this season. Unless they flip him somewhere, they'll decline that team option and fucking keep him moving, man.
Yeah.
And that right there, that's $17 million towards J. Happ that you cut off the budget. Plus all the money that they owe Ellsbury, that just clears shit up. And the luxury tax thing isn't till next year, at the end of next season.
Which, by the way, there was a report that they were one of the three teams to go over the luxury tax last year. It came out just recently. I didn't realize that this information doesn't come out to the end of the season.
So don't be surprised. Yankees trying to make a big splash.
They're showing that they have no problem going over the luxury tax. They did it already. They did it last year.
Not by that much.
Not by much, but it shows they're okay doing it. Like, they're like, okay, we're willing to do it.
Like I told you, man, I'm happy with an offseason of, hey, you get a Zach Wheeler, and then you get maybe Cole Hamels. I'll take that. I'll take
Zach Wheeler. I'm just sick of them getting these older guys that, like, they're past their prime. Like, Hap past his prime. Like, we can all agree to that. I mean, yes, CeCe was a long time Yankee, but again,
Hap could have a backup. Dude, remember down the stretch, those last 5 to 6 outings, he started.
Yeah.
Even when he gave up the walk-off to Correa in the playoffs, he pitched well. You know what I mean? So it makes you think. It makes you think, like, what could happen next season? Like,
I'm not completely sold on him. But, listen, I love the idea of getting Cole and Strasburg. My concern is us just having money to sign Judge and Gleyber down the line.
That's all I worry about. I don't give a shit about Gary. Yeah. I don't give a shit about maybe Andujar. But if Andujar's still there. But something's telling me there's going to be one trade that the Yankees are going to do, sending somebody elsewhere, that it's going to be like, what the fuck is going on? But guys, like, listen, man, listen, the hot stove hasn't even began.
Yeah.
It's so, all been managerial changes and Astros with this bullshit. But yo, I can't fucking wait, man. Like, I'm super hyped.
So hear me out, guys. The one thing I want for my friend's birthday here.
Okay.
The one thing I want is I want an episode next week where I hear some major news, either about the Houston Astros getting really penalized, like they're in deep shit type.
Penalized.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of dicks. but either I'm on the verge of getting penalized severely, or the Yankees just getting like something crazy happening, but it's kind of early in the offseason for that to happen.
Yasiel Puig.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need him.
Yasiel Puig.
I'm done getting players that we just have to have. I want players.
Hey man, we trade Stanton. I'll sign Yasiel Puig. I'll re-sign Gardy and sign Yasiel Puig.
Okay, maybe. But
see what I did there.
Another episode, another week. We're gonna be back next week with this guy's birthday.
No, well, my birthday is on that Wednesday when it gets posted, but we're going to get lit beforehand.
So do me a favor. Share the shit out of this episode.
Do it.
That's going to be my present to this guy. You sharing the shit out of these episodes. Yes, you guys enjoying it, listening this week, next week, and the weeks going forward.
That's what we're going to do, because, like, that's what we do. Feel me? Like,
we do podcasting.
Yeah, we do stuff like that. We, like, talk about baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those that like baseball or like balls,
juice
listen to
balls.
Us.
We went from juice balls to fucking
stealing
pitch, signs and shit.
Stealing signs.
And breaking rhymes.
They lie, they cheat, they steal. They are the Houston Astros.
Shout
STFU
out.
STFU podcast. What do you want to do? What are you going to do?
You say they lie, they cheat, they steal. Then we must end this episode with Eddie Guerrero's theme song.
Okay.
Well, fuck it, guys. Another week.
Another podcast.
Fuck it. We'll see ya. We'll talk to ya next week. And remember, nothing. Sign them out.
STFU.
Viva la raza. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Mamacita, we got that passion that's lasting long. School headers fall in love with that Latin charm. One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque somos Latino. And we tougher than tough, calling your bluff, cuz.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
We don't care if you like us. Everybody wants to fight us. Hey, óyelo claro, we ain't the ones you wanna meet. Hay nada más caliente,
we're too hot for you.
Latino heat, chavito heat.
Welcome to the
STFU. We keep me weak, coming from the streets of the ghetto. At the end of the week, we get to keep your dinero. You're fast asleep when we sneak in your casa. Your life sucks when you're bankrupt and we laugh. Can't trust none of us, cause we Latin.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Yo, it's Chavo.
It's Eddie.
Are you ready?
No.
Too many try to tell us when we already know. Feel the heat whenever we meet. Mira que pasa. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Viva la raza.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Mamacita, we got that passion that's lasting long. Los mujeres fall in love with that Latin charm. One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque somos Latino. And we tougher than tough, calling your bluff, cuz. We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal. We don't care if you like us. Everybody wants to fight us. Hey, oye lo claro, we ain't the ones you wanna be. Hay nada más caliente, we're too hot for you.